I've been watching Scorpion. I'm still undecided about it. It's apparently based on the true story of Walter O'Brien, who has like the fourth highest intellect in the world, like 196.
I'm impressed.
When he was 11, he packed into NASA to download the plans of the shuttle so he could put them on his wall. Which, of course, attracted the interest of various government agencies.
Which suggests that he wasn't as intelligent as he thought he was.
Well, yes, he was a lad, and he was in a little town in Ireland. You know, he didn't really expect the Americans to appear on his doorstep.
Suggests he wasn't as intelligent as he thought he was.
Anyway, apparently, he put together a team of geniuses who may be geniuses but are completely useless at actually interacting with the world. It's interesting. I'm not sure yet. The first episode's excellent. I'm waiting to see where it goes, but it's intriguing.
I did catch Constantine at last, a TV series based on Hellblazer. I've been really looking forward to this for a very long time, ever since I heard it was being made.
And
it's okay.
It's okay.
Honestly, it's a series I think that needs time to grow into itself. I really like what I've read of the comics. I like the way Constantine is really just scam artist or whatever, basically. I like the character.
Con artist.
And I like that in it. So I think this will grow into it. The first episode I didn't think worked. The second episode I thought was stronger and, oddly enough, a little bit scary. Okay. Maybe if it keeps going, how do you get to work?
It probably should be scary.
Who do they get to play that?
I can't tell you a name. I just don't know who's playing it. I should, because I have genuinely...
American or British?
I thought it was British.
You'd hope so.
I'm going to discover I'm wrong.
But Constantine's clearly British.
Yes.
Having been modelled on Sting.
In the books and on. Yes. In the movie, he was not. He was Keanu Reeves. But that's something completely different.
Yeah, we won't mention that movie.
It wasn't that bad.
It wasn't.
Special Tilda
Swinton. Peter Stormare, Tilda Swinton. Mm. It had an excellent cast. I like Keanu Reeves. He doesn't pretend to be anything other than what he is. So I have no issue with Keanu Reeves.
Okay, I'll accept that. And the other new series just out of interest is The Flash, if you haven't caught that yet.
Wasn't there a Flash just recently that was really, 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 really bad?
Not that I'm aware of. There was a Flash that was really, really, really bad, but I think it was recent. It comes directly from Arrow. So it's the same guy who's playing The Flash and the Arrow has then moved over to...
I'm clearly thinking of some other show that was really, really bad for a season that I can't think of the name of because I didn't see any of it.
So far it is good. On a sense that it is pure cheesy superhero stuff with absolutely cheesy, missing the angst from the Arrow.
Okay.
Which makes it somewhat more enjoyable. Lots of naked chests and things
angsty.
And all the stuff you'd expect from CW. But it's a solid, enjoyable series so far, so long as you like your superheroes to be cheesy.
Fair enough.
And I do. Hence, it's been working so far.
I'm watching Madam Secretary. It's not a genre, but just it's a new thing. I'm totally undecided about Madam Secretary. It's well written.
What is Madam Secretary?
Madam Secretary is about the brand new female Secretary of State in America. She, you know, ex-CIA, and she was a lecturer, I think. Her husband's a lecturer in religion. And the president asks her to be the Secretary of State when the previous one dies in potentially mysterious circumstances. So it's very political. It's quite well written. It does seem to be kind of following we're Americans and possibly, you know, this is the only way to do things, as the Americans often do. I'm not sure that it isn't partly justifying them doing whatever the fuck they want to do. Sorry the language, but that's kind of the feeling I'm having about it. But it is well written. It stars Taya Leone. She's excellent. I'm willing to give it a bit more of a try before I, you know, pass final judgment on it.
Anything else we've been watching?
Mad as Hell?
I did get Mad as Hell, yeah.
Oh, yes, the new season of Mad as Hell.
Excellent.
Wonderful.
But
very funny.
Sean McAdams is always excellent.
He is. But what I love is they've got this whole section, you know, war, what is it good for? And he keeps singing along with it, and it cuts to him miming the words and suddenly realising, oh, the camera's back on him and backing off. It's a running gag, is it?
Yep.
Lots of fun.